and just change all references from them to JPB. And you know, we've got to go in on Wednesday morning, and I don't have time. So.
Well, I feel like you should not be all, you know, self-critical for this. This is the way you should do things.
Okay.
Don't waste your energy on things that don't need to be done. There's enough going on that you have to focus on.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. We're here.
Yep. Is Jack coming? Or?
No, Jack is not coming. Okay. I'm flying solo, so make them easy questions.
We should know. Does she want to come up and sit at the table and draw or anything?
Oh. Or you can sit up here. Okay. Your choice.
Okay.
That's Ruby, everyone.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. I'm Mike.
Okay, let's go. Library Finance Subcommittee of Monday, January 25th is called to order. I think we can waive the roll call. We're all here.
That's called note the roll.
Note the roll. What's it called?
Note the roll.
Note the roll. Note the roll. Well, note the roll. Which is easy. We have an agenda. Prove it.
I'm moving the agenda first, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed?
You can share yours with Sam. I got it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one either.
And did we have minutes? Yes, they went out.
Yeah, I got them.
They went out
with it.
Did this last one? I must. Did you send them out at the same time as the agenda?
Same time.
You sent them
oh, maybe yeah. I just thought there was one attachment.
Yeah, there were two attachments.
Got so excited about the agenda that I neglected the minutes.
I don't know what I did with my copy.
Do you want my copy?
So I'll move approval whenever you guys have finished reading it, unless you have corrections.
Thank you. Takes a village.
Okay, so you might move approval.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Are these were yours? That's okay.
Nobody wants
here, I'll
take them.
I'll take them with myself.
It's recycling right there.
We're still recording.
Okay.
Well, I used to keep everything. After every council meeting, piles of it and stuff, and I realized, you know, the city clerk and the people who work in the library, they keep these things. I don't just keep this stuff. I keep so much of it, I can't find it. They probably organize how they keep it.
I keep it for a while.
Bert Newley, a city council member, used to like take his whole packet. I used to sit next to the council meetings. He did serve for like, you know, 8 years before me. It was, I want to do something about that. Oh, there's this item here. I came out like, oh, what the heck? And he would just take the whole binder home. And then he put it in his house. And his den, I'm not making this up, waist-high stacks of these green council binders. They must have, like, you know, had a million binders to pack them up. Mm-hmm. And his wife, Lois, was like, Bert, get these things out of here and stuff. And of course, literally, after 6 years of keeping these binders, he couldn't find anything. It's a room full of binders on the floor. It's like, this is ridiculous. So one day I helped him, and Lois, his wife, talked me into it, like, you know, Mike, help me pack these things up. We're taking it back to City Hall. All of a sudden, the council's got like 100 new binders.
New binders.
Okay, so on to the financial report. And the balance sheet, I don't think there's anything. Pages, and I did number these pages. I put these in front of you today.
Nothing changed.
No, pretty much. Pages 1, 2, and 3 are pretty much business as usual. I just numbered these as they came out of the printer, so expenses are coming before revenues this month. So on expenditures, we are 50% of the way through, and I can speak about the ones that are high. On page 4, you've got the the $18,018 other professional technical services. It shows at 117.44%. That's because at the last board meeting, we moved money into that from the Wayland Fund to cover expenses in that area. Anything else on this page that's over 100 is because we pre-encumbered. On page 5, Telecommunication service and outside is at 94.42%. That's our E-rate, and we're still having trouble getting our money. So that one we're still hoping will come in. It will come in.
Is there a chance that it won't come in? Well, there's always a chance.
There's always a chance, but our consultant's working really hard. She's talking to AT&T, and I'm probably going to have to call them next. So I don't know what authority I've got, but I'm supposed to try to scare them or something. I don't know.
It's a small number, so it's not a big deal, but the travel meetings.
Okay, travel and meetings, what that is, that was charged to the wrong travel and meeting. It should have been charged to an administration travel and meeting, which is getting changed, where there's money for me to go to Public Library Association. So that one's getting fixed. Next one, books and periodicals, grants and donations. That's the one where the money comes in monthly, and then we spend it,
right,
and the appropriation hasn't been adjusted, so that's going to be adjusted. So that one's getting fixed. Down at the bottom of the page, miscellaneous supplies and services, which shows at 64.7%. That's actually a storage unit that we have that is paid for by the first five grants. And so that money just hasn't come in yet. So that'll be covered.
What is the storage?
The storage unit is over, I believe it's near Encinal Street. I think that's where it is.
So it's like it's not like we have some big storage box where we're renting space in one of these storage.
We are renting space in the storage thing.
Because the Friends used to do that. The Friends kept all their books in a storage place like that for years.
Yeah, we are keeping this stuff in there, but the grant is paying for it, so it's just, I had to put it on my credit card this month because it had to come. So that'll catch up. So the grand total is at 48.3%, which is at 50% of the year. We're doing okay on expenditures. Questions? Go ahead.
Well, just kind of the way this is laid out, it kind of goes through expenditures through page 6, and then it has revenues, 7 mm-hmm. and 8. Then on page 9, there's personnel. Expended. So I guess my question is this personnel a part of this grand total?
It's a separate report, and actually, if you, the answer is yes and no. If you look at, on the major expenditure report, on pages 4, 5, and 6, there's interagency labor charges scattered throughout by department. If you total those, they will not total what's on the personnel sheet. And Jack says that's because of timing. The way the last personnel sheet is the really accurate one. So if you want to look at, so if you look at personnel overall, we're at 48.98%. It's best to look at the final pages 9 and 10. Page 9, not 10, 9.
I just wondered how this influences what the grand total year-to-date expenditures.
It actually makes, because the interagency labor charges on pages 4, 5, and 6 are not as complete as the ones on page 9, it will make the grand total look a little bit better than it is.
Okay.
But if you look at personnel by itself, we're at 48.98, so we're still okay. Does that help?
So the interagency labor charges and the expenditure status report add up to less than what the details.
Right. That's what Jack says. If you took each of those, it'll probably add up to less, and it's a matter of timing, and I don't...
Okay, I'll come back.
I mean, I'm guessing, but it's not a bad guess, I'm sure. They're accounting stuff. Somebody's got special vacation pay, and it happened this last week before they ran this or something, and they got it in this report, because they don't run them all one day. They run them over a series of different days.
Right.
But that particular special vacation pay has not yet ended up in the accounting for the person that took it in whatever department.
Right,
you got it
exactly.
The library that you got to account for 4, 5, and 6.
kind of.
So eventually, at the end of the year, there'll be some day where we want to be those to be reconciled on the, you know, on the same number. But during the year, it doesn't matter as long as they're reasonably close to each other.
Right. And I didn't total them to make sure, to see how close they came, but he did point out to me that they were, in case anybody noticed that. They would be.
He's worked with us long enough to know that if there's a full board here, somebody.
Somebody will add them up.
So it will influence the overall percentage by a little bit, but the fact that it's still staying on track and was a little bit under for the true number of the personnel means we're still okay. I mean, what else?
As compared to the budget.
As compared to the budget.
Because that percentage is as compared to the budget.
Compared to the budget, not compared to revenues.
But, yeah. But yeah. We're already a little bit off budget in terms of revenues.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's in the first couple of pages.
So, revenues, we're at 50%, but once again, sales and use tax and property tax, the local operating grants and contributions, run slightly behind. So they should be looked at more as 42% rather than needing to be at 50%. So we are still down by the amount that we expected to be down. Property taxes are pretty darn close. So, bigger concern is under charges for services. We are very under. But it's only total $18,000, so it's not.
But you're looking at like library fines.
Library fines, that's big. That's still going to be our.
It's a forfeit. Is that just the category? Do we have any forfeits in the library? What does that look like?
It's not that I know of.
Yeah, the city must have some operations for the people.
Interestingly, the grand total on revenue is at 40.55. Which isn't too, well, it's supposed to be at 50%. But since most of our income is at 42%, we're still off. We're off by a couple percent.
If you were to accrue the revenue through December 31st, how much more would you add to that grand total bottom line?
What's
another $900,000?
About that. Kind of depends where sales tax comes in, and I haven't gotten the January figure. Was
right, which would put us at like $5.4 million for total revenue through the period, mm-hmm. with total expenses $5 million, including encumbrances $5.25 million, 2.6.
That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and it's just, I don't know, it's easier for me to look at the real dollar numbers and whether, and
right.
what's that, mm-hmm. even than trying to anticipate and include what is accrued, not necessarily what we got. Then we're looking at, you know, dollars received and dollars spent. And from that perspective, you know, if you did, I mean, it seems like we're kind of holding our own, you
yeah.
know, even, so,
yeah.
which is great. You know, I guess, and I, you know, I bring all this because, you know, in our last meeting, we were looking at this and everything kind of looked okay, you know, and that's it, but then what? It was like the story in the Sentinel 2 days later.
It's next year.
Well.
Did the Sentinel make it look
well,
like
no.
this year?
Well, yeah, because they're saying we were going to our next meeting and we were having to make this decision.
They misunderstood.
Well, yeah. And so.
I actually called the reporter to get the trash.
Next year,
though.
The
okay, well.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't think it was a story that's destroying us or something. So I didn't freak out with all the.
No, I know, no. It doesn't. I mean, it just.
They were just wrong.
Right. Yeah. It just, you know, even took me aback because I was thinking, I don't recall that sense of, you know, that sense of urgency or what we were going to be doing at the board meeting. Yeah, the finance committee, because it, the story indicated it came out of the finance committee. But that's, I mean, and I guess what I wanted to ask, if, and if, I don't know if anybody else feels today.
A child or a dog?
Sounds like somebody, yeah.
There's adults. The library staff rushing towards that noise, so we don't have to hear them.
I can just picture some poor kids stuck in the bathroom.
All right. Okay. I forgot what my question was. No, I was on these reports. I was wondering if it's possible to show equivalencies. I mean, because we're always showing revenue with a month lag, but we're showing expenses as up to this period. Can we equalize them some way, even if it's trying to, I know it involves some anticipation of what.
No, what you would do is go the other way around. And
or, well, you, yeah, I know, yeah, I guess you could go the other way.
I think it makes it sound beautiful. Right. So we knew, because last month we knew everything.
Right, right. Well, but.
If you want to know what it, you want to try to see as far in the future as you can. So
I find it kind of frustrating, actually, because I've got the January sales and property tax income. I know what that dollar amount is. No, I didn't bring it with me tonight, I'm sorry. But I do get that.
Oh, you do, you
I get that, but uh-huh. It doesn't get into the report. So, because the report's lagging.
So you
back.
Actually know the number, though. So.
Yeah.
So with some and confidence.
But there's no way, I mean, I suppose I could, I'd have to physically, you know, handwrite it in because there's no way to get it. This report isn't in Excel.
Right.
Well, could you do just,
could
you Michael, just a little.
I usually do the revenue sheet, and I don't know why I didn't this time.
It's almost like you could just do, it'd be a really sparse page, but you could just summarize. You know, total expenses year to date, including encumbrances.
Oh no, I don't. This actually sheet, I don't have it. I usually. I could write it on the bottom.
You could either write it on the bottom or just on a separate little sheet.
Well, I usually give you the county revenue transfers. Actually, by the board meeting, I have it. The timing on this is all.
But I don't want to put you a lot of extra work, and I think sort of redoing the thing really might not be great, but it'd be very helpful to sort of know if you know, let's say it's probably not what you know, because you probably would have told us if you knew it, but you know, there's been a precipitous drop, and get ready because we're just about to tell you that the sales tax dropped by 30% last month over the month before, or something, and whatever those numbers are, just know it's holding the same, there's nothing, no surprises or something would be helpful for us to know as we're sitting here.
This is the sheet that you normally get the county revenue transfer.
Right.
Yeah, and that's more up to date than this.
Isn't this all through 12/31/09?
Yes.
So there's no discrepancy between revenue and expenses in these pages, is there?
Yeah, because the money for the sales tax and property tax for December doesn't come until January. So
it lags behind.
And then in Come July, they do catch up and they go back and add it back in to the end of the year.
Okay, so this really isn't a revenue report as of 12/31. Well,
it's a revenue report as 12/31.
It's what's been received.
But that's why I put down it's at 42% rather than 50%, which is confusing.
Right.
But I am having Ted give me the revenues as they come in rather than waiting for the report. And I just totally spaced doing it tonight. So I could.
Well, and not that you have to change this, but if you know it when we meet, if you could just have it written down, and then I'll probably ask you. I don't know if.
No, I think it's a general interest.
So then I just add it to this line, and I compare it to that line, and to me that's the best measure of how
bad it is.
Yeah.
I'll have it for Monday. And, revenue, sure I get the revenue report on.
But it's probably also true that we haven't been billed for everything that we purchased through December 31st either.
At this late date, we should be.
By
this
January,
late in January.
Yeah,
late in January, they should, December should be, because I could run a January one by Monday, but it won't be at all accurate. You know, so it's not absolutely, like I said, some things may not be totally there, but it should be pretty close. There shouldn't be anything really big.
But the 42% is what, although you don't have, you haven't included the dollar amount, you've said that the actual percent received on sales tax is 42%.
But if we know that
it's not included.
Yeah.
Okay.
January was not a precipitous drop in any case, if I remember correctly. And the last sheet, page 10, we were doing really well on our pool of cash coming down, and you see in December that it went up. And I talked to Jack about this, and we believe it's because there were three paychecks in December, so there was an extra payroll run. So there was also some leaves paid out at the end of December, but that's not possible. Those are in there. But the third paycheck, I mean, it's a full payroll run, so that makes a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Okay.
And this track, I mean, this is about the lag that we have in receiving revenue.
We're holding our own. Unfortunately, it's next year that I'm. We're not getting any paid for next year. So. '10-'11 budget projections. Or the budget projection. I don't have. Jack is working on it this week, so I may have something by Monday. I may not, but. And the 10, I put it on the agenda just so we could talk about it if I needed to, but I really don't have any updates.
So, but it'll definitely be there on in our March.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It should be. And I didn't bring the document you and I talked about. I'm working on something, client considerations, budget considerations for next year. It'll be in the board packet, but I didn't have it ready for today. It's basically just kind of letting you guys know that we are expecting the drop in property tax, and there are some personnel increases that we're going to have. And also, it's partly financial and it's partly the philosophical of the satellite system isn't working in terms of supervision. We have some real problems. We need to do something about it. So we need to get some supervision in for the satellite branches. And that has potential. It might cost us, it might not, depending on how we do it, but just we have some pretty philosophical decisions to make how we're going to approach things.
And as far as cash flow, the city's loan is covering that sufficiently. We're not having any. There's enough in that to cover the. Because this doesn't show us, you know, today in the bank what we have if somebody needs to get their paycheck or something.
They're covering us. We are still.
I don't need more detail. Just to
we are still in the hole.
We are in the hole, but I just want to make sure that the loan we got is enough because. If things are going, you know, as we get ready for next year, we're looking at the situation of what are we going to do there? Are we going to try to live within that loan and make total cuts or negotiate a slightly extended time for the final payback or something? There are options possibly available. I can't say the city could agree to that, but we could certainly ask if it turns out that it's within a reasonable range that didn't cause quite such a draconian set of cuts. Because the cash flow is worth next year will be worse. Then we'll be less on the loan, it'll come forward as more of a problem, a short-term problem, than a lack of balance in the overall budget. Or at least it could, depending on how much it's dropping. We've got two problems, and they're related, but they're not the same.
Which loan are you referring to?
The city cash flow loan? Cash flow, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could reach a point where we were balancing our budget but not making our cash flow needs next year. So that's why I'm just trying to understand how far apart those are or what's happening. And I don't need to see a report on the cash flow at that level of detail, but just to know that somebody's watching that and we're not going to all of a sudden go to the city in emergency mode demanding, you know, help us out more than you said you would or something. So I'm concerned. Jazz, simple question to Jack, you're going to answer.
Theoretically, we should end this year with, I don't know what word to use to describe it, but a certain, we should come in under budget. And so the question will be, what do we apply that $200,000-$400,000 if we're lucky? Probably won't be that much. Right now it's looking about $200,000 if you. What do we apply that to? Do we apply it to just getting by next year and we're still in the same cash flow situation, or do we apply it to the cash flow? It's probably not going to be enough to pay off to get us out of the cash flow problem. So that's. What do we do? I mean, I don't know. Is it possible to renegotiate the loan on this building with the city and not make payments for a couple of years?
Well, that charge at least the interest rate that you talked about earlier, right? Because that's not something that was like the city's fault, so I don't think you're going to get the deal that John Leopold extracted from the finance department on that. Speaking of wearing my city council hat.
And then I just thought of that right now when you started talking about loans and negotiating loans. I don't know.
We have a separate agency as a library, but the city still, library services are still something I feel like as a city councilman, but I feel responsible for delivering to the city, to my constituents and stuff. So it's, if we do stuff to help the library, if we can do it and have the resources to make it happen, sure. But not in a way that's going to bankrupt the city or something we can't afford to do, but we would try and be helpful. So I don't think we have different interests here.
I'll be really interested to see the surveys. I mean, she's got a pile there. There's a bunch more from the branches.
Going out Saturday or something?
Over 1,000.
Look at Capitola when you were there on Saturday.
There were no surveys.
There were no
surveys, so I had nothing to hand down. And I talked to the lady, and she, the manager there.
Actually, I'm not doing it until 6.
She said she didn't run any out from me. So.
You just pointed out the problem.
Of
supervision in the branches.
Correct.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
The piece was just not working. Because
yeah.
There really is nobody technically in charge there. The staff at Live Oak are responsible, and it's just, I mean, because there's no reason they shouldn't have had surveys.
They had a few Spanish language surveys, but they had no English surveys.
Well, I guess at least that means that they used all the surveys they had to start with.
That's good, I guess.
I guess that's good.
They did have them at one point.
If you want me to reschedule, let me know.
Well, we're going to sort of regroup. Our plan is to regroup later this week after we've tried to data input much as we can to see how many we've gotten from what zip codes, which is what I'm really concerned about, and to see if we're okay, or if there's some big holes, like is Capitola zip code really below where it should be, or something. And if that's the case, then yes, we may want you to go back, but I'll let you know.
We just had to upgrade our membership in SurveyMonkey because we have so many surveys we were reaching our limit.
Yeah, you get it free until you look at what.
Well, we were paying $20 a month and up to 1,000 surveys, and we're going to go over that. So
that's good.
I had to spend the $189 difference and get us up to.
That's good. Though. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
It's a good investment.
So.
Yeah. Hopefully got some volunteers to do data entry.
Is there anything else on the agenda?
No.
Any other questions? There isn't much.
February for this. Let's make sure. $4.30 here. Our next meeting.
Is that our next meeting?
Is what?
You're at 4:30 on February 26th.
Yes, that's what I believe.
And it works fine for me to get an electronic version of these two things and just print it myself. There's no need to deliver them to City Hall or anything else, which is something that was being done in the past. And it's just a waste of time.
I remember that
they're
there.
Me too. Did I bring them? And I've got to remember to put the revenue piece in.
Either that or I should just bring them up. Okay. Just a quick question. So no maintenance issues with any of the branches based on storm damage or anything?
Not storm damage. Is it Capitola's T1?
I was going to say if those surveys had been made available in electronic form for the branches, but Capitola hasn't had any internet access.
They were given print copies as well.
Well,
and they were supposed to let us know if they needed
more. Did
they
actually get out there, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. And they were supposed to email me directly if they needed more copies. So.
But again, like you said, well, they who and when were they there? Because the T1 circuit was down until 5 o'clock Saturday. AT&T did not have any personnel to send on site to do the repair.
Right.
And apparently were low priority compared to some of their other customers. Well, part of their angst with us was we couldn't provide them with people on site to wait for someone to show up. We're not open enough. And if what they finally said was, are you kidding? You've got someone there from, 2 hours here, 3 hours there, not this day, but that day. And,
Here you go.
And Boulder Creek was just power outage?
Yeah. I think Boulder Creek, the library itself was okay. It was just the whole town was shut down.
There were no trees went through the roof or something?
Yeah, we had a lot of power outages at the branches. My house has had three power outages. But we didn't have any winter.
It'll be that way through April.
Yeah, but we didn't have any damage or we didn't incur any maintenance expenses that I know of. That's the important piece.
I was thinking about that, like trees coming down.
Here's a fact you might not know. Almost all of the United States, with the exception of a small number of rural, very truly rural areas, are on a power grid. We're one of the last places in this country that's not on a grid.
Really?
We're at the end of a transmission line that runs through the Aptos Hills from Moss Landing, comes in one direction. When the power fails anywhere in the system, it doesn't come back in the other direction from some other place. So it means, like, you understand, AC power.
I understand grids.
And so we have basically a cascade that runs from Moss Landing to the end. One tower goes down in the Aptos Hills, which happened in 1982. The entire county is without power.